And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 2nd of May, 2025. May 2nd is World Tuna Day. Tunas are magnificent wild animals, natural miracles, called by many the king, the ultimate fish. Size, strength, and speed are important characteristics of tunas as they are constantly migrating, crossing oceans, and going from one continent to another. Schools of tuna travel with dolphins because dolphins are famous shark fighters. There are 8 species of tunas. They are albacore, southern bluefin, big eye, Pacific bluefin, Atlantic bluefin, blackfin, longtail, and yellowfin tuna. The Atlantic bluefin tuna's back and flanks are variegated blues, belly a silver iridescence, all of him flashed with gold. He has the most hydrodynamic shape on the planet, a streamlined perfection for great boundary crossing migrations. He is made for distance travel, high hemoglobin concentration, quick oxygen uptake, and a greater percentage of red muscle fiber than any other fish. For this dense red flesh, there is a grave price on his head. A translucent window at the top of his head funnels light to particles that read Earth's magnetic field. Infallible, this guidance system leads the bluefin to waters that can satisfy his hunger. He has superior vision to find prey. Tunas are one of the main predators in the marine food chain and help maintain balance in the ocean environment. All but 2 of his 21 fins and finlets drop into neat slots, flawlessly flush with his body, and he rockets through the water 40 miles per hour fast. For some prey, he plunges more than half a mile and 60 Fahrenheit degrees below body temperature. His capacity to abide chilling dives or Mediterranean to Scandinavian swims comes from a wonderful net of veins and arteries interlaced. In the net's weave, blood, chilled when frigid water rushes into his gills, quickly heats. In a numb world, he is warm. His responses are nimble and keen. In 30 years, he could become a 3/4-ton giant. 2,000 years ago, people stood on promontories to watch bluefin tuna pour through the Straits of Gibraltar. By the millions, the tuna came home to the Mediterranean to spawn. Now, one of the world's most overfished species, bluefin are too few to be seen from the highlands. Now, they are hunted by humans in helicopters who direct boats to the tuna schools. Racing to the location, the boat encircles the school with a conical mile-long net. Crew then begins cinching the net's bottom like a drawstring purse closing around coins. A tugboat towing an underwater cage draws alongside the imprisoning net. Divers jump in among the fish, open a gate, and herd them into the cage. Fear-crazed, the tuna obey. A diver surfaces and signals, one, huge. The boat crew hands him a pistol. $30,000 for sure for such a large tuna. For a few bites of the finest bluefin belly, customers will pay hundreds of dollars. Because this flesh is so coveted, those who have built an industry selling it pressure the committee that sets fishing quotas to let them take more and more endangered bluefin from the sea. Whatever number they're allowed, some take more, all told perhaps double the quota. And here's a portion of a poem for today, Ode to a Large Tuna in the Market, by Pablo Neruda. Here, among the market vegetables, this torpedo from the ocean depths, a missile that swam, now lying in front of me, dead. Dead in front of me, catafalked king of my own ocean, once sappy as a sprung fir in the green turmoil, once seed to the sea quake, tidal wave, now simply dead remains. In the whole market, yours was the only shape left with purpose or direction in this jumbled ruin of nature. You are a solitary man of war among these frail vegetables, your flanks and prow black and slippery, as if you were still a well-oiled ship of the wind, the only true machine of the sea, unflawed, undefiled, navigating now the waters of death. Ode to a Large Tuna in the Market by Pablo Neruda. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to give tunas a break. Live vegan.